When it comes to the AI revolution, do you want to be a follower or a leader? To stay ahead of the technology and use it to help your organization thrive, check out these five big ideas from The AI Savvy Leader, 9 Ways to Take Back Control and Make AI Work by David DeCramer. David is the Dean of Northeastern University's School of Business and the founder and director of the Center on AI Technology for Humankind at the National University of Singapore. Here he is to share his key insights.
Hi, my name is David DeCramer, and I'm the author of The AI Savvy Leader, 9 Ways to Take Back Control and Make AI Work. In my daily work life, I'm the Dunton Family Dean at the DeMoor McKim School of Business at Northeastern University in Boston, where I'm also a professor in management and technology. Today, I'll talk to you about the fact that AI is not just the next big opportunity, it's in fact the next great leadership challenge. Specifically, I will share with you 5 of the key insights from my book that will underscore this statement. Insight number 1. Companies want AI, but business leaders fail to engage. An observation that we all seem to agree on is that AI is different to the previous waves. It will affect business much more profoundly, and it will affect everyone. In fact, the biggest risk for organizations today is not using it. But despite this sense of urgency, a common observation is also that business leaders are not actively involved in adopting AI and turning the technology into a real value creator. So every time an AI adoption project fails, I hear the question, where were the business leaders in this AI adoption project? They never fully got their heads around what this new employee AI could do. And when questions needed answering around this issue, they deferred to the techies and not the business-oriented executives. Conclusion, leadership are sidelining themselves too much. Of course, they face a conundrum, a dual mandate to adapt and simultaneously comprehend the very phenomena to which they're adapting to. This calls for alignment between corporate purpose and AI comprehension. Failure to bridge this gap means that AI projects may miss the mark. And this brings me to a second insight. For business leaders to successfully engage in AI adoption, they need to be AI savvy. Although business leaders launch AI adoption projects, they do let technologists take the lead because they don't know much about this thing called AI. But tech experts are no business experts. And as such, their recommendations are not necessarily the right ones for your company to act upon. We can only know this for sure if you start by asking the business questions that you want to see answered, and then see whether you have the right kind of data available to answer these questions. It's a simple fact. Business leaders cannot delegate the responsibility of any AI adoption strategy. So, leaders need to be brought back into the AI conversation to save many organizations a failed AI adoption project or two. This means that leaders must be knowledgeable enough about AI to guide its integration and address employee concerns. This leadership is not about being expert coders, but about understanding AI's capabilities and limitations, and fostering a culture where human-AI collaboration is seen as a tool for enhancement rather than a replacement. All of this includes learning about AI at 2 levels. First, learn the basics of what AI is and what it is not. Second, think what AI is about in your business context so it can drive your discussions with your tech experts about what kind of AI will be most suitable to use. Insight 3. Making AI adoption successful requires leadership that puts humans first and AI second. If adoption of AI is primarily AI-centered, where machine comes first and human second, we see that organizations lose the connection with their workforce, be left with AI only, and ultimately see little or even no return on the investments they made in the technology. Business leaders are therefore needed to create value by taking a human-centered focus. Do not forget, any change is usually met with resistance. And this is especially the case with AI that is being portrayed too often as the new employee coming after your job. Leaders need to get everyone on board. It makes that AI adoption is an inclusive act. Leaders keen to start deploying AI in their organizations need to drive the cultural change required to get their teams on board. To develop such a human-centered approach, in my view, leaders need to ensure that humans do not feel treated like robots and are not expected to think like a computer. Leaders therefore need to adopt an approach where they recognize and credit the value driven by employees working successfully with AI. Humans are crucial to the performance of AI and deserve appropriate acknowledgement. Insight 4. In the AI era, be open to developing your leadership skills. This is a truth that most people do not realize. Leadership behaviors that were considered important in the past will still be important today. The main difference will be that being a visionary, caring, and transformational leader needs to be brought in synergy with AI. In other words, leaders today need to create the right conditions where they and others can work with AI to deliver business value. So, what are those conditions? Well, your aim as an AI-savvy leader is to deliver a more efficient organization which uses AI effectively. That will still be an organization run and staffed by humans. And it will be those humans that determine whether the AI is used effectively and productively or not. To empower your people as effective as possible, you need to be a great communicator. Business leaders need to understand both AI and humans so they can use a narrative that brings tech and business experts together. It is a narrative that allows visionary leaders to make the AI adoption meaningful to everyone in the organization. In doing so, leaders are actually enablers of collaboration across disciplines. They break down silos by fostering cooperation between tech and non-tech teams. And in a related fashion, they also build trust and create room for experimenting with AI, so feedback can be provided to ensure that the value that AI can bring to the organization is achieved. Insight 5. Leaders deploy AI to augment human intelligence. We need to debunk the myth of AI as a job-stealing menace. Instead, creating value by means of AI adoption is all about human plus AI collaborations, where human expertise and intuition are amplified by AI's data-crunching abilities. Unfortunately, the idea that AI is an increasingly cheap way to replace people and achieve new levels of productivity and efficiency is still dominating in many organizations today. It's still the 19th and 20th century business thinking that the bottom line in efficiency is the only thing that matters. The way to create value, however, is if humans and AI work together. The future is augmentation, where AI is in service of human intelligence. AI as an augmentation strategy is indeed not only about promoting efficiency, but also about enhancing holistic value. Using AI in augmentative ways cannot be seen as a unidimensional strategy focused on promoting people's efficiency and productivity. Humans are not unidimensional rational task completers. They actually derive pleasures from other sources as well, and performance will as such improve the most if their work is intrinsically motivating and meaningful, not just maximally efficient or productive. Therefore, the most effective and useful business leaders today will be those that understand the secret sauce of humanity and can leverage that knowledge. Thank you for listening. I hope you consider these insights useful, and I very much hope you enjoy reading the book.
Thank you, David. That was 5 big ideas from The AI Savvy Leader, 9 Ways to Take Back Control and Make AI Work by David DeCramer. Also, check out our book bite for The AI Playbook, Mastering the Rare Art of Machine Learning Deployment by Eric Siegel. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.